A good friend of the show, Joe Rogan, is on the phone. Hello, Joe. Rogan.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Good morning.
I'm doing wonderful. What's cracking?
Can you believe we got this job?
It's awesome. I saw the billboard. I want to congratulate you. I haven't seen you since I ran into you at the bookstore, but...
Frank Kramer awesome. And Joe Rogan at a Barnes & Noble? Now, there's a picture.
Yeah, we were at a Barnes & Noble in the kids section, which was crazy enough.
Minding our little ones.
Aww.
No, it's good to see you, Joe, and you're doing awesome with your show, The Joe Rogan Experience.
Which I listened to, Joe, and I got to say, this is why I love The Joe Rogan Experience, is that you can go in an hour, they will go from talking about the filthiest, most disgusting sexual stuff, which I love, and then you'll get into like a really long, intellectual, smart conversation,
deep conversation.
Really deep conversation,
and thinker's
then you,
conversation.
And then you zag back to, you know, labia or something.
Yeah,
and I love it. Like
the
it's
power of marijuana.
That's yeah,
it's
awesome. It
that's
really
how
is
people
show.
Talk in real life.
That's
I think.
True. That's
or
absolutely
my
true.
My friends do.
Yep.
So
it's a great
I'm
show.
Glad you enjoy it.
Yep.
But it's like the most fun thing to do I've ever done. I really enjoy doing it.
Now, I know that last time we talked at the bookstore, you said you were building a studio. Did you start
yeah,
doing that?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of doing that. I was up all night last night doing it.
And
you're
putting in the cameras and everything. It's going to be state of the art. I mean, you're really making a huge commitment to this. I mean, let's start out of podcasting, and everyone's doing it.
Sure.
And the ones, the cream, are rising to the top and really taking it serious. And that's what I like about it, that it's not just recording it on the microphone and built inside your laptop. It's like,
he's serious about it.
It's a serious industry now.
Well, you know, it seems like no one knows where it's going, and it's growing at this exponential rate. I mean, the numbers of downloads are insane. So it seems to me that like you kind of have to try to take it to the next level. And for me, it's like I have this opportunity to do this. Like, let's just see what happens. And it all, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But at least I'll know.
Right.
When do you find time, Joe, to do everything? It seems like, I see you everywhere. I mean, we're on the billboards, but I see you everywhere. I mean,
mm-hmm.
in UFC, you got your podcast, you got everything else going on. When do you find time?
It's hard. It's hard, you know, but it's all stuff I love doing.
Yeah.
You know, between working for the UFC and doing stand-up comedy and doing the podcast, there's not one thing that I do now.
He's living the dream.
I don't really love doing. Like, Fear Factor was like a great job. I enjoyed it as a job, but I never loved doing it.
Yeah.
So
you just don't like to see watch young girls
like
eat horse colon.
I'm running from one thing I love to another thing I love, so it's really the most ideal life.
But Joe, do you have the lady
had.
In your life that's like, you're never home? And I mean, can
no,
we have
it's
dinner?
Not that bad because I'm home a lot.
Okay.
I'm home mostly during the day.
Okay.
You know, if I leave for the podcast, I'm back at night. I eat, and then I go to jiu-jitsu or go to a comedy show or something like that. So it's deceptive. You know, it's not really as bad as it looks.
Now, Joe and I were neighbors for a while. I mean, I lived down the road. We weren't like right next door to each other.
Yeah, you weren't borrowing a cup of sugar from
us. No, it wasn't borrowing sugar. I should have. But I heard that at your house you have a helicopter pad. Is that true?
Yes.
Now that's a superstar.
You don't have a helicopter. He just has the pad.
It's just a flat piece of ground.
With an X on
it. By someone who lived here before me.
Yeah, he turned it into a basketball court.
I mean, when you were looking at the house, I mean, was that kind of a selling point? Because who has a helicopter pad? Nobody. I mean,
it wasn't a selling point, but it's definitely a bragging point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I'm up on the
helicopter. My friends, dude, I got a helicopter pad.
And then you had your garage redone, right? Like a home makeover?
Yeah, I had my garage turned into, it's basically turned into like a square version of the UFC's cage.
So like Garage Mahal type of makeover?
Yeah, well, it was for a show. There's a show called Garage Mahal, and they come in. It's really awesome. They come in, and they did the whole thing in 3 days. It was really incredible. They put, you know, the floors down. They built it up. They put this suspended floor so it, like, absorbs impact better. Put foam padding, heavy bags, a big screen TV. It's like the ultimate, like, I guess, jock man cave.
Wait, are you still there?
He's still there.
Oh, you're still there. Frank moved.
I had to move out. His success kept going. I flopped on my ass for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm back, though. I'm back on top, baby.
yeah, man, you guys are doing better than ever. That's a really awesome gig.
It really is, and but I want to discuss. I mean, real quick. Obviously, this Saturday we have the Silva Bonner fight, and you're going to be commentating it. Obviously,
there's no better commentator than Joe Rogan.
What do you think of this? This kind of surprises me. This matchup.
Well, what's fun about this matchup is that Stephen Bonner's nuts. he's willing to take this fight. This is not a fight where if you are a rational person, you would bet on Stephen Bonner.
Right.
But, I would watch Anderson Silva fight Ronald McDonald if you promised me that.
That's going to be a quick one.
Just because Anderson Silva's awesome. I mean, it's a rare opportunity to see, in my opinion, the greatest martial artist that's ever lived. And that's what he is to me. I mean, I don't think there's ever been a fighter better who's more spectacular, as a guy who can pull out these amazing victories and these stunning moments. I mean, that's Anderson Silva. That's his whole thing. I mean, he's just a spectacular, sensational fighter. But Stephen Bonner is a big guy. First of all, he's one full division above him. He's a huge light heavyweight. He's 205 pounds when he gets on the scale, but about 230 when he gets inside the cage, and he's not fat by any stretch of the imagination.
They call
he's
him the American Psycho.
One of the most durable and aggressive guys in the division. He's never been stopped. The only time a referee's ever stopped a fight with him is on a cut. He's never been TKO'd, never been KO'd, never been submitted. He's a really underrated guy. And he's crazy. I mean, his nickname, the American Psycho, really is a perfect nickname for this guy. Not because he's running around chopping people up, but he's psychotic. I mean, this guy, when he fights with reckless abandon.
Sounds like this is the fight to see.
Go on like a kamikaze run after this guy and make it exciting.
Yeah, anything can happen in the octagon as far as, like, you know, getting caught and clipped and you're done. But in this fight, it seems like it's even more unpredictable what could happen.
Well, most certainly because of the weight class difference. Anderson is, no doubt about it, the greatest fighter that's ever lived, but he's a natural 185-pounder. He makes 185 pounds with no problem whatsoever. Stephen Bonner's not going to make that. He can't make 185 pounds. He's way too big. I mean, he looks like, when you stand next to that guy, he's enormous. He looks like a heavyweight. Like, I've met, like, heavyweights that aren't as big as Stephen Bonner. But he comes from that school of thought where you have to be as big as possible for your weight class. So these guys, they cut a lot of weight. They dehydrate themselves. And then after the weigh-in, they actually they spend like the whole 24 hours basically rehydrating themselves and gearing up for the fight.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
I don't like the practice, but it's at this point in time, it's sort of unavoidable.
Joe Rogan is checking
in. The point is, at the end of the day, he's huge.
He is. He's an enormous guy. Joe Rogan checking in with us for this Saturday, the UFC 153, Anderson Silva versus Stephen Bonner. And it's going to be one hell of a fight, so be sure and get that on pay-per-view. It starts at 5 p.m. Thank you, Joe, for being on the show, and you definitely have to come inside here one day
in.
And just hang out with us live.
I would love to. Well, I don't want to say over the air where you guys are at because you might have some creepy stalkers, but tell me where your studio is, and let's do it. I'll come in.
I'd love to meet you.
Definitely. We're down in Culver City. It's not too far away.
Oh, you gave it away!
There's barbed wire everywhere.
We're safe. It's fine.
Dogs, right? Dogs.
Barbed wire and dogs.
And Rottweilers.
Thank you, Joe Rogan.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
See you, Joe.
Take it easy.